Karen has a zach and is making a malal malka this much of Shabbos. I'm actually marich in the Moisiv itself. We have Baruch Hashem, we have a representative in the Chaburuch, Chesky Dubin, and I want to know more about it. I could speak to him. But from my experience, it's a wonderful Moisiv, that's an organization that helps out Dafka, Bnei Chutz La'aretz here in Eretz Yisrael. Helps them, Baruch Hashem, to continue learning Asmode. And the Chaburuch has been nena from it. Still continues to be nena from it. It's a wonderful habura, and it's a wonderful maisid, and God, it's a big thing. Anyone who could help, we'll see. Bez Hashem, see if I'm going to be able to make it there. I have to see if it works on my schedule. Levada, anybody who could help them with their presence, levada would be a davar gadol. Right. About the Thursday habura, as Adam says. I wanted to take a few minutes, just something in needs chizik. Last Thursday was Mamish Kefelech. It always needs a chizik. Two things I want to say. The first thing is the tellus for the person who says the chabur. For the man who says the chabur. It's the bechina of Ein Lerosa. Mamish bechina of Ein Lerosa. Everyone, when they prepare properly, and they're mashkiin it, they see the tellus at Tumah. I have many younger lights. Truth is, my short experience of 3 years, some of them came and said that they could tell us to bring the chabur. They didn't get from me, they didn't get from anything else. They were saying that they're the chaburs, that was mamish. And it's true when your mind puts inside the tell us for the person who says it, and I'm going to add another thing. It's a little bit of lemalim and a seichel, but I'm telling you, it has a tremendous hashpa on the whole clothes of the chabur. When there are people who are saying good chaburs, when there are people who look at it as a mechayiv, it rings the whole ramah, the entire chabura, keseder. It's a different level of chabur, it's a different seriousness, different eretz guy, different ramava mechayiv. But like any mechayiv that a person gets a tremendous tellus from, it's hard. The week you have to say, the life of a younger man is an unending list of excuses. Every week, punk, when you have to say, it's the hardest week. And there are a million reasons why you don't want to say, and you don't have to say. Naniach, maskim, 100%. But that is the nature of a mechayiv. The nature of the chayim, something you gain from, is only if it's a mechayim. Only if it's something that's consistent, and something that not could be pushed off every week, is it going to remain a mechayim? If not, it's felt in the mechayim, it's not going to be a mechayim. Again, the mechayim is pasha busha. There's no mechayim like busha. There's no mechayim when you have to stand in front of three other people and say something, and you know, you have to be clear. But again, if you could just push it off every week. So, if chabura gets pushed off every week, and it could be pushed off any week, and punked, it happens to be Thursday, chabura is the easiest time to push everything you have to do the whole week for that. So it comes out, yeah, I'm asking. It's an easy way, it's an easy, you know, you don't have for sure have to come. But what happens is, memela, when you mezalz on something, so then it becomes something that's, it's not a mechai b'chal. There isn't. So that's where it's starting to lean towards. I don't know if in every chabura, but it's different starting to lean towards it. This one pushes off that week, and that one pushes off this week. Before I want to finish a few ways, I want to mention another thing. It's a bit of a chasham oid. In this, I think the only mess to make a chesh, when the nefesh pitaris tamid of chom. How much of a tamid chom you want? Besides the cheshbon of yourself, how much tellus you get in, you should make chaburz a serious matzav that you should have a tellus in it. Should be mechayiv you. But there's also kavod chaver. Big sug of kavod chaver. Punkt weiter, a lot of times you have a guy who does take it seriously, but when Yena has to say, he's never ever on time, he has to go to the bathroom, the punk starts there, he walks in 7-8 minutes late. He's never on time. It's not COVID. There's just ain't Mar Malkum. We can talk about this for a very long time. Ain't Mar Malkum. State, Baron, boys, as he said. The beer needs beer. State, Tamid Rabbi Gvega died because they were no yogi. COVID, Havere, Avada, Viteris Einish. It wasn't, they weren't Chayiv Misa. So Baron says, without being Marish, Baron says, Vais Dois, that there wasn't Begeder Einish. That is the chefza of a Talmud Chacham Amoyser Torah to be Dar L'Dar. If he wasn't someone who was not Noy Kaved Chaveiro, someone who was not overly Makbid, overly Mechabed Chaveiro, someone who Kaved Chaveiro is not Bishlemes by him is felt in Zayn Torah, felt in Talmud Chacham. That's why I said you have to make a cheshbon in Talmud Chacham. By me is Alim Alim Poshit, that if I had to make a cheshbon, if I should be late, but my turn to say, or someone else, I'll be late by my say, my turn, not by someone else. Kaved Chaveiro was always like, Yenim is a pruta, just like Yenim is a pruta, is more chashev than yours pruta. You have to make more of a cheshbon not to be mezalzel on Yenim. Yeah, he understands. No, he doesn't understand. Like all the cheshbon is what he doesn't understand. End of the day, a person appears, he wants people there. That's Matthias, he wants people there. I understand that everything's very nice. Oh, but if someone who shtags and covered chaveri, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that, I'm sorry. Again, there are people, you want to be, say I'm being namal, yeah. Namal people, I guess, are not shtag, don't shtag and covered chaveri. And that's why they're different. Look at any big Tamil Chochem, you'll see, they shtag and covered chaveri. Look, you'll see. It's a nekud of aliyah by them. They're looking, Yenish shouldn't think that I'm being mezalzel in what he wants. Kach, he said both things. Sahaya is being mezalzel in our shibut to say, when it's our turn. And Beit Zichr being mezalzel in other people. Together, the matzav is that it comes out of something that's taken very lightly. Memela, that was one of the reasons why I'm trying to be manis somebody, Nebuchadnezzar should be in charge of it. I want to be Moisif to Machshel Binyan, I'm going to start coming. If Tavis HaOlam, I'm going to start coming. Take turns, go to Chaburis. Each week I'm going to go to the Chaburis, one of the Chaburis, and then make it to Ornut, and Machshel, maybe Moisif, Hashivis, Tavinyan. But I really want this, it's very Choshev to all Chaburah. It's Choshev that it's on a high level. It's very Choshev that it's Mechayev. It's Choshev that it's Mechayev to say. And again, people have reasons. They want to leave early, we'll have to make a judgment. People have to leave early, I don't know. Maybe they can't work into being Chaburis. But I wanted to re-cheshbon, restart, maybe for a lot of people. Those chaburus who it's not misudah the way they are, who should come to me, speak to me before, don't wait till Thursday, Wednesday, obviously, that's also part of Wednesday, Thursday, of course, it's not going to be misudah. I, unfortunately, during Seder, I wish I would have the time, but there's so many people, I need someone to come to me and tell me in the beginning of the week to work it out. And then take me out of what I'm doing, we can work it out in the beginning of the week. Rework out the chaburus, we can try to work it out. Kitzer, it's a davar, I very much think that it's chabura. That was for us, for our saying, and for Kavach Haverim, that we should look at, take seriously the Thursday, the Masa, the Thursday Chaburis. Ezra Hashem should be the Chizkah. Sugya from Tokva, Echad Befanein. Shtein the Gemara, Borer Abzeir. Tokva Echad Befanein Umal. Abzeir kumt noch the Mishnah. They have the Mishnah of Shnai Merich in the Talos. Paskin Yachloika Beshvuah. Rashi says we're talking about before they did the shvu. Yachloiku. Cleared the b'zera, what's the halacha? If Shimon grabs the talis and moving, Paskin Yachloiku, Uvin gets chetzi. Shimon gets chetzi. Now Shimon grabs the talis and moving. Cleared the gemara. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? How did Uvin react to Shimon's tkifa? What did Uvin do? Uvin would survey the ganze zeit. Shalom nidu asayif. Avada doesn't help. Mayavla lemeve. Avada doesn't help. So the binyan al sugi choshim point, the Rishonim point out. The first half state that the tkifa itself, and the tkifa of Shimon, Shimon takes the chetzi talis from moving, that itself, you see in the sugi, is not going to accomplish, it's not going to be mershana that the Nushayim is in the talis. That itself, since you're a svicha, the Ramban, the Rajba say, because the aloch is talk for koyim, they see in the other, we paskin, the moment of mutvasofik, after psak, we paskin, that you can't be doikif, we can't be, we might see in the other, you have to see, hevshcha sugi is, if that works in all the Rishon, and what's the beer in that, but when again to the binyan of the sugi, what's choshev is, that the ingredient of tkifa by itself is not a reason to be mashana the psak. The tkifa by itself cannot be mashana the psak of Yechoiku. The fact that now it's the whole talis in Shimon's hands, it's not going to be mashana the psak of Yechoiku. As that, we're going to turn it right back to the way it was. We're going to be magzirit lekanmusoi, psak was Yechoiku. Oh, so what is the shayla for Gemara? No. You have to bring in an element of shtik. It was only a tkifa of Adam, I have a little mev, leitzvicha. The shotek meyekar v'hadet tzavach. The Gemara says if he was Shosek Mitchil Vatsev, it's also Pashin, maybe we'll get to talk about that. But we're talking about a case of Shosek Meikar Vahadatsav. Is it Sad Shtika? What's the Shaila? Maimid Ishtikai do you delay? Do we say since you were Shosek Vaisdeis, he's masking, it's masking, Ruvin's masking with the Talis of Shimon, the total Talis of Shimon? But he didn't want to keep in the Kosov Hashta, Glein Mil said, the Shosek Meikar Sov Haika Chazilir Abon. Pashup Shad is, the other side is not how you do it, Bechla. Ruvin, when Ruvin was Shosek Meikar, he was relying on the Rabbon. He wasn't really agreeing to Shimon Bechla. The Mela, there's no Haidah Bechlal. It's the Pashup Shah, try to understand a little bit, open up. The Din, Shosuk Soif Sova, that was the Chakir of Zeru. The Chayra, the Pashup Shah is, that once we establish that the Tkifa by itself doesn't change the Psak Yachloiku. So now Reb Zeru was dining on maybe there's a Haidah, maybe there's a Tzad Haidah. So what should change now the Psak Yachloiku? Because since Shimon grabbed the talis, Ruvain was Moiditin. Again, on the Tzad, Shosuk Soif Sova, we say it is a Haidah. Since Reuven was hoided to him, now maybe mitzad the hoidah, that should say that now the ganze talis of Shimon, that's the ganze talis of Shimon. So the riyatas of sugya vada is that once we're saying that tkifa doesn't is not mishan the psak, what's been mishan the psak is hoidah, midin hoidah is baldin. Bechayim midin hoidah is baldin, hoidah is baldin kemeitim dam. Ad kamma, the tkifa of Shimon prompted and triggered a reaction from Reuven. Reuven should have protested. And Reuven didn't, so we see a hoida, so the tkifa elicited a macho, so Etzem brought out a hoida. Now, mikoyach the hoida, Shimon is being moided. And Shimon now is zoich in the talus, he's zoich in mikoyach adin hoida azbaldin. That is the pashto sasuvi. However, acharin, near Madvorim, that lechera, the maisa, that's not the emes of pshat. Try to bring kamarais. The closest raya is from the raya from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman brings a raya after etzem shaila of the Gemara. Gemara has a shaila. Do we say it's hoido? Do we say it's considered a svicha? Do we say it's not hoido? Rav Nachman brings the brisa. The brisa is coming off of the Mishnah. And says, when is the din of the Mishnah kapaskin? Only when it's yoytzi mitachas yad shalechem. When it's yoytzi mitachas yad echad mehem, there's no more din of yachleikum. What's it talking about? If it's kipshutai, pashut, obviously it's not shaymer zum tal. Zok the Gemara, it's talking about our case of shosikul b'seif sonach. And the chiddush is that we say that Shimon zoich in the talis. Shimon zoich in the talis. But what's the? That's a raya. That it's a hoido. That's a Gemara. It's a raya. It's a hoido. So it's mafurish that Rabbi Nachman is learning up the brayza. That the brayza is talking about shosik b'seif sonach and it's a din of hoido. What's the in brayza? Why does Shimon get the talis? A moiti mechavet lavarai. State that Shimon gets a talis, I'm going to have a raya. Vice dois, if Reuven brings a raya, the Bezdin tells Reuven, Reuven now obviously later on changed his mind and he said, I want the talis, I don't mind moed it to him. So Bezdin says, I'm going to have a raya. Vice says, if Reuven goes and brings Eidim, he's zoich in the talis. I hoidos baldin kem Eidim domi. And that dig, Be'etzim, we'll see soon, stay in the ritual, that if there's a psaka, I'm going to have a raya, bring helps Eidim later. If the reason why Shimon's getting the talis is because of hoidos baldin, how does it help that Reuven brings Eidim later? How does that the Reuven brings Eidim later? L'chor, it's muchach that it's not a psak, it's not a hoidog mu midin hoidog baldin. L'chor, more than that. L'chor, not only is the raya from the deed, so the ritual key, that will help Eidim, how does the brisa say the psak? Why is Shimon getting the talis? This is already a deed. Why is Shimon getting the talis? The lashon of the brisa is the reason why he's getting it is because I'm a moisim mechon el raya. If the pshat is hoidos baldin, the reason why he's getting it is because of raya. The reason why he's getting it is because he has eidos. It's the eidos that says the talis is his. As those zokmin hoidos baldin, amoytzi mechal el raya. The klum from the brayser is that when there's a oidos hoiduyeli of shosub say sovach, the reason why Shimon gets the talis is because of amoytzi mechal el raya. That's another aura. If the taka it's a hoidog gemura, if it's a hoidog gemura, midin hoidos baldin kemeidim domi. It's a hoidos baldin kemeidim domi. So why are you saying the only reason why he gets it is to say I raise the shalom? What's the sprach of Amitzim Al-Harai B'chalal? So L'chorah, this would be a bit of a makor that L'chorah, even the tzad of Shosab Seisovah helps, and it's oida, it's not a oida's baldin. Before we explain, obviously now I have to explain two things. I have to explain why it's not a oida's baldin, why it's not a oida's baldin. And when I say, what is it? But before we say that, I just want to build in the sugya, and Mamish gives an under lichtekeit to the whole sugya. There's kamish mashmois and be'emes to this pshat, to this gang that we're going on. If you learn the sugya from Riyata, if you learn the sugya Riyatas Advarim, the etzim is very shver. If you learn that the Shosat Psei Sovach, what it's doing is accomplishing Hoidos Baldin. So it comes out, what are Rabzei, what was Rabzei Rishayla? Rabzei will come to the Beis Medrash, and he says, Chabakler. Noch shnei moys metalis tok ve echa bevenenu inetz. Shimon grabs of Reuven. What happens? So in the base medrash they asked, what's going on? Like, what are you asking? How did Reuven react? So at the bottom they worked it out in the base medrash that he was talking. His klair was negeya in a case of shasub seisov. But you learn the first way. Halachically, what was really Reb Zeira Shaila? Is the hoidos baldin? What was Reb Zeira Shaila that maybe Shimon to be zoich in the mummy as hoidos baldin? What did Reb Zeira say? Tok ve echa bevenenu. Ikke chosam el sefer. What are you mentioning? You're mentioning me the background that prompted Oida. Talk to Echonenu. Shimon grabbed the talis. That has absolutely nothing to do why Shimon should get the talis today. The reason why Shimon should get the talis today is because he has it. No. The reason why Shimon should get the talis is because Shimon did a tatsuki. Shimon did an act that drew on a reaction from Reuven. And Reuven was moided to him. And now maybe this Oida. Echmein, I don't know if it's here, but if Shimon would have a way to pull the talis in a way that it wouldn't be a muksik on the talis b'chlal. And you have a way to pull the talis away from Reuven, and Reuven should have reacted to it. And we also have a shaila. Maybe it's hoidah. Reb Zeira should have said, "Is there hoidah baldin? Why is he saying tokfel chavanim? There's no shaychus to the shaila. There's no shaychus to the shaila. We'll be yoyser it's boiling. And this is already a kasher. Rashi's madgish when he says Reb Zeira tokfel because of Rashi hoitzi miachaveria bechozko va'arei kula beyodoi. Rashi says Reb Zeira's kasher is What happens in Shnayim Beleiks and Metal is now when Shimon becomes a muchzik. When Shimon takes it from Reuven, and now Shimon becomes a muchzik. Rashi's magish, the kasha, the shayla of Reb Zeir was because Shimon's now a muchzik. Does the shayla have anything to do with the fact that Shimon's a muchzik? Alright, kula b'yobi, the shayla has nothing to do with Shimon's a muchzik. If you're saying the reason why Shimon didn't get the talus, it doesn't mean it has nothing to do with he's a muchzik. Even if Reuven would still hold on to the talus, he would still hold on to the talus, and Reuven would say, the talus is Shimon's, Shimon gets the talus. What does shayla have to do? Alright, kula b'yobi, it's nothing to do with kula b'yobi. Kula b'yobi is a reason why it elicited a haidon, and that, but at the end of the day, that's not part of the shayla. Stay in Rashi. Serious kasha, this is what it sounds from Rashi, isn't it? Serious kasha was a hemshich to shayla of Metalis. Yeah. If you learn that we're dealing with Hodas Valdin, the pshat is we're closing Shnayim Erichs Metalis. We had Shnayim Erichs Metalis. And the Ma'aseh Halachi is like, Abzeira, clear the shayla. Why off the background of Shnayim Erichs Metalis, you have a tzad Hodah. But once it's Hodah, we're downing on Hodas Valdin. Hodas Valdin is a new Siba Mitzar Atzmai. Why you should get moment? Case closed. There's nothing to do with history. Hodas Valdin is a new Siba Mitzar Atzmai. Hashem should get the moment. It's nothing to do with the history of Shnayim Erichs Metalis. It sounds in Rashi Nishtazim, so I want to sniff out, I want to grub from Rashi. There's different lichtakai in the sugya. The sugya is not dealing with a new shayla based on Shnayim Erichs Metalis. The sugya is going weiter in Shnayim Erichs Metalis. Clear to Zera. What happens? This is the klung of Rashi. What happens in Shnayim Erichs Metalis? Maybe the din of Shnayim Erichs Metalis changes when one of them takes a totally to his hands. That's straight in Rashi. That was a shayla. Shnayim Erichs Metalis, they pass the achoik, let's call them on the Trevi Topsi. But what happens if it's biyad kul, biyad rechaman? That was Abzeiru Shail, frekti Gemara, what's going on over here? He had to get into his hand, he grabbed it. So what did Reuven say? Zokti Gemara, yeah, Avad, that has to be a case of Shazam Seng Sova. Oh, but it sounds from Rashi that the Shaila has to do with the Mechzokus of Shimon. It's not that Shaila isn't a Shaila show. Avad, you have to say, Shtika is a prod in the Shaila. We're trying to vise from Rashi, Mamish Pum Fakered, Oilam Hofuch. It's not the Shaila, the Shaila is in Haidah, the Shaila is, has to do with the Mechzokus. Father, we need the Haidah to be able to have a Shaila in the Mechzokas. If there's no Haidah, there's no Shaila in the Mechzokas. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat? What is Taka Lufi Emes? What is this Pshat? It seems to be there's a tziruf between the fact, the Shaila of Reb Zeir was Lamaisa, a tziruf being the fact that Shimon's now a Muxik, and there's a Tzad Haidah. What is the tziruf? What is the tziruf? So first of all, let's start, Taka, why isn't Taka Haidah? Why isn't it, we proved that there is no Haidah Haidah Zbalde. Why isn't there Haidah Zbalde? Why shouldn't there be Haidah Zbalde? We're going on the Tzad, we say, why shouldn't we say, why shouldn't we say, so the MS is, we'll get to say, there seems to be, there are certain Rishonim we learn, that even a Shosach Mitchila Vatzoyf, a Shtika, can negate a Tkifa, a Shtika that's a reaction to a Tkifa, will never have Torah Tzadah Zbalde. Never, even the most clearest Shtika, we'll never have, we'll see soon, that the Hemshech. So those Rishonim, we'll explain what maybe we'll try to explain them, but that's partially why the Shtik and Asugi will never have a Teres Hadas Baldin. Well, the Ma'aseh, the Ari Shein, the Ritva and the Rosh clearly say that's not true. Clearly say that the Shtika of, a Shtika to a Tkifa, does have Teres Hadas Baldin. So over here, why isn't there no Hadas Baldin? Boing, there is no Hadas Baldin. We didn't say what it is, what the Shtika, what the Kirch of the Shtika is. Why isn't there? So it could be the Isfir of this you have to talk and see in the next Sugya. The Kivun Advarim is Azay. Is that even, on the side of Shotik Psei Sofak, the Moro says, I do ye, but you can't ignore the fact that there's a Tzvicha. At the end of the day, this is Nakuda, our Sugi is a Miyuchadik case of Haidah Zbaldin, even if there is Haidah Zbaldin. Now, if a Derech Klal Haidah Zbaldin is based on a Mefurish Zog, the person says, you owe me money. Sometimes it's based on words that somebody said, we understand them, Mefurish the words a certain way. Like upon him, somebody, the Mensch, the Baldin gave out words. He expressed his Haidah Zbaldin. Yemi says, you have another sugi of shtika koida, sugi of daf lamed zayin on the base, later on, amafkid. There, the sugi is talking about a case where someone comes with the original claim. Someone comes and he claims something for somebody. It's a claim that he has to deal with. And he shows it. He says, you stole my chayfetz. And he's talking about a case where this rag lamed dover, he stole his chayfetz. I come to Reuven and I say, you stole my chayfetz. Over there, shtika koida, aval over there, also lechur, it's a pasha to shtika koida, does baldin. Why? Because when I say, you stole my chayfetz, and you're shayfetz, because if you said, yes, I stole your chayfetz. The shtika to words, Shtika to words, is it clear Haidah? Haidah to the words? Our Shtika is an interesting Tazach. Our Shtika is not a Shtika to a Taina. They already argued in the Tainas for the last 2 hours. Kulishali. He's not coming to say Kulishali and he's saying Shishoisik. He already told him, Reuven, Shimon Taina, Kulishali, to Reuven. We've already answered him Kulishali. It's not a Shtika to a Taina. No, there's a new, no, there's a tekifa. There's a new Naim also called a tekifa. And the tekifa should maybe say something to us. And we're trying to build based on the reaction of Reuven to Shimon's tekifa. We're trying to build a hoida. I'll call it the vile geboi to hoida. It's a geboi to hoida. It's nishkin. Shimon didn't demonstrate hoida. I'm sorry, Reuven. Reuven didn't demonstrate hoida. When you speak, you demonstrate hoida. When you're soisik to a clear tviya, you also, by stika, you're nodding to Yenim Taina. You're demonstrating hoida. Here, there's no clear hoida. We're building hoida. Ken zayin, this is the pshat. Even on the tzad of hoida yoduye, a hoida gemura zichr znishda. We cannot say a clear hoida gemura. Even if we're going to be mechriya, the 90% of the people in such an action, in such a matzav, shos bei sovach, they mean to be moida. However, is there a hoida berura? A tzad svicha v'adah? There is. So nochemal, if he spoke out, if the words, if the shtik is speaking hoida as baldin, who cares you with tzavach afterwards? You have a clear hoida? But we don't have a clear idea. We're trying to build Haida. So Kenzan, when you try to build Haida, the fact that there exists in the world is sad sofik, even by Ulama Stabik by you, that Avada makes it not Haida Gemura. We can't see Haida Gemura. There is a tzad, there's a tzvicha over there. We can't ignore there's a tzad tzvicha. We're trying to build Avada the tzad tzvicha is da. So in Mela, Kenzan, even on the tzad of Haida, it's not Haida Gemura. It's not Haida Gemura. Smashma Avada, when they're on that he's Moida, Haida Gemura isn't this. It's at Zvicha Zichadir. So that's why Kenzain, even with the Ritva and Rash who holds the Shtika, we could build, if that's all if we have at the end of the day, a Hamaskona Brura, that's Oyla Mitoichir Shtika. If we don't have a Maskona Brura, Brura means there's unequivocal. There's no other Tzad. If there's another Tzad, there's no Brura. It's called Haidah Hashanig Brura. So what does this Haidah Hashanig Brura do? That is no Tzad. Also, there's no other Tzad. That's called there's no Tzad. There's no Tzad. Chutzla Bez, no Terutz, and there's no Tzad. No other tzad. If there's a tzad, even though we're not nem on that tzad, but there's a tzad, it's not hoida brura. So what is the value? What is the value of the hoida? So there's common ways to say it. I mean, medactic, I'm saying it now, l'charek, near madvar, that the mahalach in shosab seik sovach, the way it works, so what is it, that's what we're trying to understand. So what does a yed do? If it's not hoida, it's baldin. So what is a yed? So what's the value of it? Again, what's the value of it? Ruving, Shimon grabbed the talis moving. And Reuven did a hoida, which halachically will say is it's near a hoida. The pashas is a hoida. We can't cook it as a hoida brura. It's a pashas hoida. If it's not a hoida, it's nothing. So what did it accomplish? Why can't Reuven right now go back and say kula shali? What do I mean? He took my talis. What's stopping Reuven from saying right now kula shali? What does it accomplish? So Ken Zayin, the mashmoyis is like we started building. The pshat is it teams up together with the mechzakis. That's what we start off. Zayir shaila was talk vayechav lefaneinu. Shimon's beetzim a muchzik now. Perhaps with this Sofik Haida, whatever, not Sofik Haida, I'm sorry, this Pashtis Haida, Soidosh and Gemura we'll call. Soidosh and Gemura, what it allows is, it allows us to see Shimon now as a Muxik. It allows us to see Shimon as a Muxik. Why? Bir Advarm, why we see Shimon as a Muxik? So this is being Nichnas Ksas into the Sugya of Tafakai. In fact, he's a psychic of Tafakai. But the Pshat's like this, Reuven and Shimon are finally about to tell us the whole time. Chavayu Tofsi, Efrat Chavayu Tofsi. But etzem now we're downing again on the second chetzi talis. Reuven was awarded his chetzi talis, and Shimon's trying to get the chetzi talis. The chetzi talis that Reuven's holding, Shimon always had a tzad in that talis. Shavayu Tofsi was always a tzad. He always had a tzad in the Sofik, the Mamre Sofik, there was a tzad in that talis. But etzem was a tzad in that talis. Nor halachically we said we passing a chleiku. Since we don't have a beer over there, we can't get down to the bottom of this dinter. We passing a chleiku each rishon like his tzad. Oh, but we want mevara the etzim shaila. We want mesalik Reuven's Shimon tzad to Reuven's chetzi talis. No, no, locha. We want machriya that we have to give Reuven the talis. Vice versa, when Shimon now is machzik in the talis, his etzim tvis in the talis is ma'ur his tzad in the moment. His ma'ur his tzad in the moment. His ma'ur. I was originally to have autopsy. There was a big tzad that I had his chetzi in the talis. It's ma'ur bezdin to reckon with that tzad in the talis. Oh, if Reuven was seveyach mitchil avad soif. So Bezdin says, nothing changed. Ma'avilam Evad, nothing changed. If this is more in Tafakayim, nothing changed. Ma'avilam Evad. He couldn't do anything. His Muchzokas didn't change anything. Just like beforehand, he had a Sofik. He had a Tzad Sofik, and we Machriya Yachloiku. So nothing changed. If he's Shoisik, which means he allowed him to be a Muchzik, but Shas Maisi, he didn't dan it as a Tfisa Zgzela. Shimon Reuven wasn't saying, you don't have a right. Reuven wasn't saying, so cooked, got a Bezdin's eyes, it looks like Reuven saying, you could be machzik in it. Looks like near Madron that it's yours. So with there, that's enough to allow his mechzokas to develop. It's allowed that we can't say there was no mechzokas that developed. Once he has mechzokas, even if Reuven changes his mind, So now the halacha will be, ein loitzi miyodi, hamoitzi mechavel avaraya, v'shtein the b'raisa. Hamoitzi mechavel avaraya. Now says, the ikr koyach be'etzim is the mechzokis. The mechzokis is bringing out his previous, this is very chashev to the sugya of Tak V'Koy. The mechzokis is bringing out his previous shaykhis in the moment. He always had the original suffix of Naimoyis Metalis, befrat Naimoyis Metalis, that was Shavai Tofsi. He had a shaykhis, Shimon had a shaykhis. Now he's taking it all to me. The original way he saw, I'm taking it all to me. If Reuven's misnagged to that, if Reuven's misnagged to that, the whole Tokiv, so we say, that doesn't develop, nothing developed. But if Reuven is not misnagged to that, this is a Dosh and a Gemura, Reuven lets that develop. Now at least Shimon, the Bezin sees mechzokis. Now Beis Din Paskins, Hamoitzi Mechavel Avaraya? Paskins, Hamoitzi Mechavel Avaraya? Reuven, do you have a raya that it's not yours? You have a raya that it's not yours? So it comes in, Moifin Niflitz, it's a nice sugya. Rab Zeira, there's not calling Shailas and Hilchus Haidah. It's a Hemshich Ma'am, Shashayim Moichs Metalis, Tok Vechav Bifaneinu. It's a Naya Prat, it's a Naya Knetch, and Shashayim Moichs Metalis. And there's a new way to understand Rashi Ilcher. Right? Rashi says the sugya is talking about Koidim Shvur. Rashi says, Shalzavek right away, the sugya is talking about Koidim Shvur. The Ksois, tries to Shalzakon Rashi, and he taka says like we started. He says it wasn't Hoidah. He says it's not Hoidah Gemur. The Ksoi says his pshat and what it is. It's Eini Nishma. This Aris. I don't want to go into the Ksoi's now. Aber there's other Mahalchim. People want to say Alpi Ritzva. Either way, we're stumbling back to the sugya. It could be there's a new reason why Rashi said it's Kodesh Shua, because it could be that which we said that there still hovers over a sofik of a Chavayu Tofsi Akapanim. The Darug of a Chavayu Tofsi. Yesh Lodon. What I'm about to say, but it could be that which still remains a sofik of Chavayu Tofsi. It still hovers over us. It's still around. It's still a factor. Let's call it. Again, we passing the choyku, but it wasn't nostalgic yet. The sofik that could be only cause mandu to make a shvua. The way we're saying the whole tzad that Shimon's tkifa is going to help, is to make him a muchzik. It's only because we still see his tzad in the moment. If we made a shvua, it could be as far. It's ice kafir. If we made a shvua already, there's no tzad. The shnei meichsim is not going to help him. There wasn't clear hoydah here. The way we're telling it back, even on the tzad shosav soysavik is a hoidah, it's not a clear hoidah. The hoidah itself is not a siba, an independent siba to give you the money, to award you the money. The hoidah is not awarding you the money. The mechzokas with the hoidah. The hoidah with the mechzokas. The hoidah is allowing the mechzokas to work. That could be only cause man where your latent tzad in the moment existed. Your latent tzad in the moment, your tzad in the moment that's there, it's there. It's dormant, but it's there. But with the second, you pass in Shua, please don't make a Shua, Kenzain, that was Rashi's Makar. There's no tzad, we don't see his tzad mechzokis. It's not Shaykh, but Zayr Teklair, Shazib Savach. Because even on the tzad of Oyudi Oyduyele, the Oyduy itself is not going to give it. It's only the tzad mechzokis that he has in the Ikatalis.
On the tzad that the Chaluk is a Chaluk of the Tamvadai, is it mokum to say that Shua could add more beer than that and then?
We have to say what. We have to see exactly what it means chaluk vaday. I don't know if the kud is it's adding more beer. The pshat is that the place is totally closed. It's not the kud of shua daiti. It's not the beer that adds. It's that is that it's finished. The psak of chaluk is totally finished. The seder of chaluk is finished. Not necessarily because the shua adds beer. Once you mentioned the vaday, the ma'aser, the whole mahalach was saying is the marachin. The sign the Rambam, the sign of Miri, Islamish Dvar Mukhrochim. The Rambam says. And in halacha, we don't have an sugya. Hemshich from Zair. And what happens? When Rambam Zair born in Tkifa, born in the physical aspect of the sugya. Rambam says, what happens if Reuven grabs it back from Shimon? Shimon grabbed the moving. Reuven grabs it back from Shimon. It's up to Rambam. Even if Shimon was zeichin, but rather Reuven gets it back, goes back to chaluk. Shimon grabbed Reuven's chetzi talis. Reuven grabbed it back. Rambam Rashi brings the Rambam. Lashon is kibbet chila. So this is another grace raya. Magen Mishnah says. That the Rambam on one side, the Mishnah is machriya that the din of shos b'zei sovach is vada hoidah, is a hoidah to say tzad of a hoidah, because the Rambam passes like in Tim Salamis. So how does the Rambam say that I could go back kibatchila? What do you mean? Shos b'zei sovach. When Shimon originally grabbed the talis, we said that Reuven was made the din. It's his talis. How could Reuven bring it back to mitchila before the beer? You have to say big beer in the Rambam. I'm calling the Rambam the exact beer of the Rambam, but the klali is dvarim. The Rambam saying you bring it back. You could bring back to the chaluka. If in the interim there was in the middle submission there was a hoidah. So the Hidah is the Hidah Gemur, the Hidah is Machri in the Torah. How can I bring it back to the world? The Darkeinu that we're saying, we're trying to devise, that's the Pasha of the Sugya, that there was never a Hidah Gemur. There's only a Shinui Mechzokis in the Din of Shai Merichsim, which the Vaila causes a certain Pesach. It opens a Pesach, it still needs beer. But it opens a Pesach that I could go back to the original Yachleiku. That's in the Rambam. Another Rambam, the Miri, also big work, you have to learn the Miri, the Taitar, the Hemshcha Sugis, but one Nukudah from the Miri. Miri says, the Darkeinu in the Pirush of the Sugya, Rini says that there's a tzad that the chalukah is vaday. the chalukah of Shnei Moichsin, or the din of Shnei Moichsin, the chalukah is vada. And he says, the Ramirius learns that there was never a tzad, the shosik b'shei sofik is zikr classified as a vada yaido, as a sofik yaido, I'm sorry. It's zikr a sofik yaido. Zok to Meiri, why, what's a tzad doesn't work? What's a tzad a sofik yaido doesn't work? Zok to Meiri, if the chalukah of the talus was b'toifin vadai, we're going to say ain't sofik moichsin de vada. The din of whether or not a sofik yaido works is totally on the matziv of the talus. The talus is a sofik prior to the hayda, so sofik, we'll call the word sofik moitzim dey sofik. Sofik could be mitzaref into the picture of it. However, if it's a vada, we say ain't sofik moitzim dey vada. In fact, Shmuel asks the Shalvis. He doesn't understand what we were talking about. Ain't sofik moitzim dey vada. Ain't sofik moitzim dey vada passes when the siva that's a sofik is coming to be moitzi from the original siva. When the siva is coming to be moitzi from the original siva of a vada. Zokim Shmuel, here there's a shail of this hayda. If we were throwing in another sad in the original shnai moitzim metalus. If you're throwing in another bone, another tzad, the Mishnah says, "Ah, here ain't suffik moitz nevada." Once you passed in chalukah, once it was luchradin, ain't suffik moitz nevada. A frekem shmul, here's a new tzad. There's a new tzad of hayda. What's passing ain't suffik moitz nevada? The klav ain't suffik moitz nevada is when the suffik is coming to be moitzif in the vadi that we established already. There's an ain't suffik moitz nevada. But if you hear there's a tzad hayda, here's a tzad hayda. There's nachum machlor raya. A vada, even the tzad hayda, the tzad hayda that the Mir is working with, it's not a new tzad hayda. It's not a hayda that's going to work mitzad atzmo. It's like though somehow that's crawling into the Shnei Moichsin Metalus. It's only going into Shnei Moichsin Metalus. It's only been mitzaref to the Pesach of Shnei Moichsin Metalus for us to reevaluate Shnei Moichsin Metalus. Zok to me, we ain't Sofik Moichsin Nevada. Ad kama there was a chrov vadois, we're not going to be able to name on another Sofik within Shnei Moichsin Metalus. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I want to get to Shasim Yitzchil Vatzoy, but a little bit. Chetz of the Hoida of Chlan Lassugia, of the Shtika Koida, sign the side of Shasim Yitzchil Vatzoy. Sign the tzad of Shosek of Psoik Sova, Zetzachais and Machalik is showing him, what is the chepsa of the Ahidos? Until now we spoke about the value. What is the value of the Ahidos? What is the significance of the Ahidos? Is it creating Ahidos Baldin? Or is it just creating, allowing Yenna to become a Mukhsik? Is it allowing Yenna to become a Mukhsik? Now, what is the chepsa of the Ahidos? What is the Ahidos? So there's two klar, Mufurish and Machalik is in Din, we're showing him, trying to get to the Shurish Advar. First of all, what's the Pirush of Psoik Sova? Not Pirush Amilin Libsoif. Look, the ritva, the psoif means the second it came out of his hands. Shimon pulled it out of Reuven's hands. Reuven has, he's best supposed to scream right away, but we have a suffix as long as he screams the second it came out of his hands. If when it came, Shimon pulled it totally out of Reuven's hands, he's silent, that's called shtika mitchila vatzayif. He pipes up 10 seconds later, too late. She's a shtika mitchila vatzayif. Where is she? That's a ritva. The Rajba says, no. Shtika mitchila vatzayif is kozman yun bezden. If the din of Shnai Moichs Matalas, for whatever reason, was going 2 hours in bed, even if he was quiet, Shimon already took it out of his hands. He waited till the minute they left, the second they left before bed, and he screams out and says, "Ah, it's not yours." That's already called Shosek Ubsoif Sof. Says the ritual will say in that case, it's called Shkid Gimichil Atzai. There's ain't Machloikas Rishon. Environment with Machloikas. So we'll start with the Seita Machloikas Rajban Ritual. But what's the Machloikas? The Imamish argues for us Afukas. The Gemara declares, Abzeir declared, what's the Loch of Shosek Ubsoif Sof in bed? And is it sad that it's not Hoidokas Chosi Rabbon? But like we showed him, it's mashma, the whole clear was in Bezdin. Chutz le Bezdin in front of two Eidim, Avada is not going to be a clear. It wasn't. Achloik is for us, Afuch is Ritva Nahad. Ritva says, at a Bezdin, it's Boshet is Hoidokas, because there's no Teretz of Chosi Rabbon. There's no Teretz of Chosi Rabbon, there's no excuse. What's he going to say, Chosi Rabbon? The Rabbon are not here. The Nisak Relat is not here, there's only Eidim, there's no Dain here. No Chosi Rabbon. Dr. Rajba, I hear, I'm asking, there's no Chosi Rabbon. The Rabbi says, I think Puk Fakert. And a Bezdin. It's Zikr not Oido. Why? You're right, there's no Teretz. Oh, but there's no reason to scream. You need a reason to scream. I don't need a Teretz. Why I wasn't screaming? And a Bezdin, what's the reason to scream? It's not a Mokka Mishput. What do I? We'll start with the second Machloik. The Machloik is source of Fuchas, the root of the Rashba. Is and a Bezdin better or worse than a Bezdin? The Klal Gadol Yadenu, every time you have a source of Fuchas and Rishonim, they're not talking to each other. That's the Klal Gadol. It's for Afuchas. Rishon don't say Afuch if they're talking to each other. They have a Kudus de Gemachloikas, but Kenira, that means they're coming to a different Sugan. That's the Klal Gadol Yadenu. Rishonim have Svaras Afuchas, they're coming to a different Sugan. Near Medvom, you look in the Ritva and the Rajba, they're handling two separate things. The Rajba Tain is out of Bezdin, there's no reason to scream. So in the Ritva, there's a Klor. Ritva Yishonim, we're talking about the Ritva Yishonim, is a Klor of Siachsis to the Rajba's Tain. The Ritva says, Avad out of Bezdin, he says, this Shita, that it's a Pashan Oido. Zok the Ritva. The ain lecha odom shaysik v'roye shetoyk fin talisim yodok. Zok to Ritva, what do you mean? There's no purpose. You're telling me there's no reason for the scream. It's a natural reaction. It's a natural instinct. When someone takes something away from you, You scream. It has a point, it doesn't have a point. The Ritva Mamish is Zachzit. If I would say it, maybe. The Ritva says, Klar. Ritva says that the natural reaction is when you take money from you, you scream. I want to add on one word from the Mitzvah. When you take mamon, that's mesupik. You have to add that in the Ritva. When you take mamon that's not totally secure by you, the attitude of a person is when money that's not totally secure by him, again, the moment that there was a suffering in Bezdin about, and that moment is suffering in Bezdin, the second someone takes me, you scream. Not because you want Bezdin to do what didn't tell her, because that moment is not totally by you. That moment is not totally, there's some people hold, there's a suffering in the world. So you, if it's being taken from you, you scream. That's what the Ritva says. You look in the Rajba says, the reason why you should scream is because it's a Malka Mishpat. It's because it's a Malka Mishpat. Near Madvar, Fatifin a little bit, that the Rajma and the Ritva hold is a different reason, there's a different thing that triggers the Tzvich and Arsugi. Everyone holds the Shtik of Arsugi is because you didn't Tzaveach. But why should you scream? The Ritva is going that it's a natural instinct of a person. The Ritva is saying the Gufa moment, a person has money under his belt, and there's a slight Tzofik in the moment, the second someone starts taking it away from you, it's Ma'ur that's that Tzofik. It's Ma'ur that's that Tzofik that everyone says, and you scream. There's a natural instinct. That's what's Mechayv, that's how a person to scream. It's a natural instinct. The Rajba, if you look good, I'm just staying over a little bit. Chai from the Rajba saying, but I think the Rajba is saying, what's telling me to scream is zikr, not the natural instinct. You have to say a hezber. Why the Rajba doesn't go with the natural instinct. That's what I said before, the coming for the Rajba is not doing the natural instinct. Maybe he holds the sugya of natural instincts. It's the ilm cheshbainus. Instincts, who knows? How could we know a person's instincts? It'll never be haidah brua mikoyach's instinct. I don't know. You have to say a why the Rajba doesn't go with the natural instinct. The Rajba is saying, what triggers me to scream? What triggers me to scream is, I think, the mishpat alein. When someone takes something in Bezdin, it needs something. It means something. It's not just a natural reaction. It means something. He's taking something in Bezdin. The Seis, I'll say it in words, it's come out of claim being done in Bezdin. Bezdin, Dayanim, of viewing what's going on over there. A Tkifa in Bezdin represents something to the Mishpat. When things are being talked in the world of Mishpat, that's my army to make a protest. Stam, someone's taking my money, I don't have to protest. That's not a natural instinct, no, I don't have to protest. That's not. Oh, but when someone's taking something in Bezdin, Dayanim are seeing what's being taken. That's mechayev a person to protest to the mishpat. The protest to the mishpat. That's the pshat. And when he's taking something in Bezdin, then there's a new tainin shnayim meichas metalos. There's a new tainin shnayim meichas metalos being viewed over here. I have to be meich against the new tainin shnayim meichas metalos. A totally different thing which is triggering the tzvicha between the Ritva and the Rajba. This pshat in both mouths. The Ritva looks at a natural instinct to scream. The Ritva says, out of Bezdin, avada, of course you have the same natural instinct, and you don't have a teretz. The same natural instinct as the Ein Lecha Adam, Reish, Tekvet, Alis, and the other, Vesheisek, you have that out of Bezdin also, and you don't have a Teretz. But the Rajba held the whole impetus to scream wasn't stamps again is taking. Rajba holds again, again is taking. You could say a lot of svaras. One of my svaras that I have is that the Maisel was a Din Torah, a stamp scream. Only something that talks to Din is going to make me scream. Stamps someone's taking, we already had a Din Torah over here. We already had a Din Torah, I'm not fighting with the enemy. We had a Din Torah. So the natural instinct doesn't talk to the Rajba. Something that talks to the din, something that after we had a din terror, something that also will talk to din, will be viewed by Dayanim, something that talks to din, that elicits in me a macho, out of Bezdin that doesn't exist b'chlam. And maybe that's the hezbon that's fake to machlokes also. But the Ritva holds, the shasib say sofek is the second it goes from your hands. Because if either Ritva, the fact that I'm in Bezdin is not one part of the reason why I'm screaming. The fact that I'm in Bezdin, I'm doing it, it's a natural reaction. So Be'etzim, if you're the Ritva, the natural reaction Be'etzim is supposed to be Chau the second he starts shepherding with you. Someone shepherding with your money, if you're the Ritva, the shepherding with your money is Be'etzim what makes you scream. That happened the second he starts struggling with you. You could hold on, maybe you have a teretz of Chaz Rabbanon until it comes out of your hand. The second it comes out of your hand, you're dead. But if you're the Rajba, what was the impetus for me to scream? The impetus is when a Malka Mishpat. That I hear the Rajba says, that continues on until we leave. It's only case closed until we leave. When we leave the Malka Mishpat, we see you're not being Moichah connected to Mishpat. We see you're not being moicha connected to mishpat. Of a closed mind in your bed, and you're still being moicha connected to mishpat. Clear that the clear machloikas and what's together? What's the hezbo for the Ritva and the Rajba? They're arguing what is the mechayev? What triggers bechlal the hoydar and asugit? You have to explain the lomos of mechayev. But the mamish two different mahalchim. The Ritva holds the etz in fact you're shepherding my money. Stop! Someone's coming taking money. Mommy, that's not secure by me. Someone comes and takes it. I should scream. And if not, there's hoydar and the gufa moment. And the Rajba holds it's the tefis in bezdin. It's what the tefis is saying in mishpat. So the tefis is saying in mishpat that is requiring the hoydar. See, maybe this has to rush him to another machleik. Wanna fear is nochizach, nochinukud in the sugya. I mentioned this before. Of taka by shosach mitchila vatzayif. Till now we're talking about shosach soisava. What's the value of the hoydar? What's the heft of the hoydar? By Shosach Mitfilah Vatzoyis, Mefurish Negmara, that's a Furish Oida. And Avada Reb Zeira didn't have a Sofik. Avada Reuven gets the Talos. Shimon gets the Talos. Shimon is Toikiv the Talos of Reuven. And Reuven is Shosach Mitfilah Vatzoyis, each Rishon Lishitosoi, each Rishon Kedarka. Mitfilah means Mitfilah Vatzoyis when he took it out of his hand. The Rajma means the whole time they were in Bezdin. So Shimon is awarded the Talos. Shimon gets the Talos. So we find a Machlokes because we show him why does Shimon get the Talos over here. In the Ritva, in the Sugya, and the Shor brings Azayf in the Rosh, the Taka over there, it's also Hidoz Baldin. In other words, Taka the way in Arnus Chayis before, Taka doesn't have to do with Shnayim Elis Metals. In that case, Rishas Metchil Vatzayf, it's a Naya Achrov Hidoz Baldin. Through the Tzir of Shnayim Elis Metals, we're prompted to Hidoz, now we get it as Hidoz Baldin. It's Kamei Eidim Dami, Zok the Ritva and the Raj, Zok the Rosh, Avada won't help Eidim later on. The Ritva mentions it, Kedarka in the Sugya, because in the Mark, we mentioned before, Rav Nachman brought a Braya from the Braisa, and the Braisa is talking about a case of Shasel Kol B'Sei Savach, and it still says that Shimon walks in, now has the talis, he gets the talis. Mara said it's talking about Shasel Kol B'Sei Savach. Frek to Ritva, how does he know? How does Rav Nachman know he's talking about Shasel Kol B'Sei Savach? Maybe he's talking about Shasel Mitchil Vatzoy. So to Ritva, this is so. Because if you Shasel Mitchil Vatzoy, it would be Hay Dagamur, Hay Das Baldin, Gemeid and Dom, you wouldn't pass. I'm waiting to make a Ritva. And the Torah again brings that from the Rosh. However, Lamaisa, the Pashas, and Rashi of the North, not just the same Rashi, Misachas to Ritva, sounds not like that. Rashi very quickly, that Marich Chura avoids the Ritva's kasha. How did Rav Nachman know? How did Rav Nachman know the Brice is talking about Shasav Sei Savach? Rashi says Alav Uchule, who could Kim Nun the Shasav Sei Savach? Rashi first to the Sugi before, just like before we zets the eye in the Baya of Rav Zeira, the Chakira of Rav Zeira, the Sofak of Rav Zeira in the case of Shasav Sei Savach. So too Mestoma the Brice. What does it have to do with before? Before Chura the Pshan Rashi says, as we said it was Pashit to Rav Zeira, as everything Gemara said Pshita and Rav Zeira. So even the Mara said Poshit, the Shabbos of what the law is. So too in the Brisa, it's something that's Poshit that the Brisa shouldn't have to tell. If we're right in Rashi, if they're staying Rashi, that the Brisa can't be talking about a case of Shosik Mitchila Vatzoy because it's Poshit. It's Mavur as Vazoy. That the din of the Brisa is true. The din of the Brisa, Maitz Mechavarai, could be true even by Shosik Mitchila Vatzoy. It's just Poshit. It's Mashman Rashi, Rashi holds it's not Hidos Baldi. And Azoy is Meduyik, I'm to America now, Meduyik and the Rajman, the Ran also, that they hold. They're talking about a case very similar to the Ritva. If the old by Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv, the reason why you're getting it is not because of Hoidos Baldin, you're getting it because of the Hoidos, but not because of Hoidos Baldin. So the question is, what's the beer in their Shita? Now here you can't say the beer we said before, of that it's not Hoidos Gemura, that's what we said by Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv, it's not Hoidos Gemura. Here it's Hoidos Gemura. Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv, if you're the Rajba, you're in Bezin for 4 hours, and Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv for 4 hours. A day later you come back, you want to rehash the day. It's a clear Hoidos. Why isn't there Hoidos Baldin? So L'chayra, again, the Etzem Zach Shtein K'soysim, he doesn't say the beer, but L'chayra, there's a makar that these Rishonim held, that Bechlal, in Ashtika of our Sugya, the Shtika Kaidah of our Sugya, will never have a Torah Sugya Hoidos Baldin. As clear as there's going to be a lack of clarity. The Ritva before we said, the Ritva of the Imei, we said as far as the Shas B'Yisov, it's not a clear Hoidah. Here, the Vardas, even if it's going to be the clear Hoidah of our Pilu, at least we know, we see, so what of us can sign the beer? Dibur from Nochem. Nochem, it seems to have said that maybe they hold you need Dibur. It's very hard to understand. Tzivah says clearly not like that for Shtika Gaido. You don't need Dibur. In case I just said in Davlam Zayim Beis, there's someone's coming being Tevea, five people coming Tevea, somebody that you gazled me and he's Shoysik, the Tzivah calls that I do as Baldin. It seems like you don't need Dibur. But what we suggest maybe is that in our Sugya, when we started saying this a little bit before, is that in our Sugya Taka, there's absolutely no demonstration of Aydah. That's what's felt over here. Aydah's Baldin is a din of Nemanah's Gemurah. Nemanah's Gemurah, we have to be when someone gives over his day. When a Baldin gives over his day, either B'dibur or Shtika, when a person nods to someone else's words, you say, you hold like this, and you say, Shaysik, yes, you said it. That's called demonstrate. But in our Sugya, there's no demonstration. There's no clear thing that he's doing. We're building everything from what he didn't do. So this, I think, is partial. If we happen to know what a person holds, let's say I have a way to deduce what a person's holding without based on his actions. That's not how he does Baldin. Let's say I happen to know Yenim thinks that he's chayv $100. That's how he does Baldin. I know it's going in Yenim's mind that he holds. That's how he does Baldin. How he does Baldin is when Yenim get there, Yenim machayv himself. Yenim says he's machayv. So we're saying you don't need Dibur Mamish. Shtika can also speak. But can then these Rishonim hold when we're building something? So at the end of the day, what are we building? We just have a way to know your das. You never demonstrated your das. You never demonstrated. There's no deeper. You never gave over your das. We have a way of knowing what's going on in your head. That's never going to happen with Hidos Baldin. That never ever happened with Hidos Baldin. Oh, so what is it worth? What is it worth? What does Haidah do in our sugya? Clear in these are showing they're doing. So what does the Haidah of Shasach Mitchila Vatsoiv accomplish? So you could say, like we said before, you could say is all it does is it accomplishes that Yen becomes a Muslim. However, there arise, in the next sugya we'll see that it's not like that. There arise that there's more, the Haidah of Shasach Mitchila Vatsoiv accomplishes more than just learning Yen and being a Muslim. Yeah, it sounds like the Haidah, Be'etzim will see, so in the next sugya it sounds like Be'etzim is Machwilid in Torah. It's not Haidah, but it sounds like when there's a Haidah, Shasach Mitchila Vatsoiv, Haidah, it's Machwilid in Torah. So what is Haidah accomplishing? So here we go, Yisoiv from Nochem, Nochem says Yisoiv. It's Mechudish here, but that's Mechudish, I think, even though it sounds Mechudish, it's not so Mechudish. Nochem says that the Yisoid of Haidah's Baldin is only to get a Birur Gomer. There many times you can be Zoich Mikoyach Haidah's Baldin even without the Torah's Haidah's Baldin. Moshe. Alright, go back to that vase. Shine Melis Metalis. Zerim Rekulish Ali, Zerim Rekulish Ali. In the middle of the Torah, Shimon says, you know what? I'm asking to you. I'm asking to you. I lied. Stop. No, Baba, I lied. I'm asking to you. So, Vada is Haidah's Baldin. Vada, I'm asking. Well, let's say you don't have a Haidah's Baldin. Zochem Nochem, even if there wouldn't be a Torah's Haidah's Baldin, to which Shimon said to Reuven, I lied, and it's your talis. Reuven would still be Zeichen Talis. Why? New Yisrael. It's a cool time v'nitin. When there's a time v'nitin, spoke about Zeluvin Shu, it's a little bit of the Sugar Torah's v'nitin. When someone's tanning, Zerim Mebekoiv is Zerim Mebekoiv. Reuven tanning is Kula Shali, and Shimon tanning is Kula Shali. And his taina goes unanswered. And more than that, Shimon's moided to his taina. Zokhtu Abnochem, even if I'm holds, Baruch Hashem, Allah Bar Yodav, he'll call out Baruch Hashem, Allah Bar Yodav. If someone times at $100 and I say Shema, that's because I'm partially challenging his time. I'm saying Shema, not like your time. Oh, if I'm moided, someone comes and says $100, you owe you $100, I'm moided to him. Even without he does Baldin, Avada Bezdin is going to say, I owe him $100. Midin Eidim Gar Gmur, no, I'm not saying it's Eidim Gmur. That you need Haidah's Baldin. Oh, but Avada Bezdin is going to machwe, that his time is richtig. The Zokrab Nochem and Zerim Kulish leave Zerim Kulish in your moided to his time, Avada Bezdin's machwe at the Talis Bechaz Kosai. Avada Bezdin will see the Talis Bechaz Kosai. Zokrab Nochem is a little bit of the Chiddish. In our case, even though this is the Chiddush Chelik, that even though we already passed in Yachloiku, and we already finished the Chelik of the Tainus, but since it's before the Shvuah, can you hear it? Rashi, it's before the Shvuah, only before the Shvuah. If you would have a Shosak Mitchila Vatsoif and a Tkifa, so Bezdin Vaitov views it as if Be'etzem licked in the Tkifa a Taina of Kula Shali, and then Be'etzem, I'm not fighting with the Taina, I'm agreeing. I don't with the Taina. It's not Haidah's Baldin, I don't need Haidah's Baldin. Obviously, don't to your taina, but Mokum the Bezin sees one of the Balidinim are being moided to Lev Talin and Ben Navan's gonna machriya vivien. So we have a new mahalach. We have a new mahalach how Shosik mitchila vatzoy could work. If Be'etzim it's not Haidah's Baldin, these Rishonim hold there is no Torah's Haidah's Baldin. There's no Eidus here. It's not gonna be Eidus. But the Shosik mitchila vatzoy is gonna accomplish is it's gonna be Haidah Bezin sees Shimon's Be'etzim tining his taina of Kula Shali. And Reuven, Be'etzim greened him. Bezin's gonna say, "B'chi hi Gavna, how do we dance Shnei Meres Medalis?" We have to say, "Kula Shel Shimon." So, but even it's stronger than before. It's not just only a way to get his mechzakas and ain't mitzi in the yodim. It's stronger than the mitzi in the yodim. It's the Bezin now is machriya. Bezin upon him is machriya. The din of the talis. The din of the talis is now that he should get the talis.
Why are you
the furious one thing? What?
Why are you had by achakach tzavach? Before you were saying I should go, why?
Because it could be, as I'm saying, could be the Hadosh Ein Gemur that came out is not enough.
You won't even have
the same way the Hadosh Ein Gemur makes the Gabi Hadosh, well then the Hadosh, it has to be Hadosh Gemur. We have to see it clearly that there's no, without any tzad contesting, that Yenim is my Kenza. But if you realize one thing, there's this Machlikus of Shosuk Zaysavach, whether or not it's a Hadosh, I had two Maramokans, one quickly. One is Zer Shein Azach. The Mitzvah and the Meiri both spoke about in the beginning of the sugya. What happens? Why don't Abzer Claire by Sam? Someone comes over to someone in the street from a Bezdin, and he grabs his watch. And the good person is Shasak Psay Savach or Shasak Mitzvah Vatsay. Why don't Abzer talk about it? Both the Meiri and the Mitzvah talk about the Shaila. They both say, Avadah, the Pashat here. Avadah is not a Shaila, but they both see a different reason. The Mitzvah says that the reason why it's not a Shaila is because there's no Haidah there. There's no reason for him to scream. There's no Haidah over here. There's never a Suffolk. The occur historically there's never suffering. He was secure in his moment. So there's no reason for him to scream. The Miri is a different news. The Miri says over there, Avada is no Shaila. Lashon Miri ain't kan chazoka. Ain't kan chazoka. Near and Dvarim, it's clear. The Miri is in the Furish. He goes like, Near and Dvarim, Marish Klar, it's Malach. The Ritva holds that Yisoyin and Arsugi is Shtika Lipsayf Sova, Shtika Mitchil Vatsoyf is a Shtika Gmura, Kabi Haidos Baldin. The Ritva held that even on a regular person in the street, the Etzim, if I'm Moide to my watch, I'm Moide, my watch is yours, the Etzim would be Shaykh. The Ritva has to say over there, there is no Shtika Kaido. But the Miri is going with the Rajma. The Miri is going with the Rajma first and the Miri before. That the Shasak, even Shasak Mitchilat Soif, is never going to give you Haidah's Baldin. at the most is to see your taina. It's only if you have a tzad taina in the talis. Talk to me over here. The guy doesn't have a taina in the talis. Totally nifmalich. Not because there's no shtika gaida. Miri doesn't say that. Miri is saying even if there would be a shtika gaida here, even if there would be a shtika gaida, but he has no tzad in the talis. Only when he has a tzad in the talis, the shosik b'sei sofach allows us to see what we have. One last thing, the kenzai. The new beer, don't know how we said it's a new beer, but we said before it could be this the Sharish Machlaikis. No beer. And what's the Machlaikis? What's the Sharish Machlaikis written in the Ashbon? Why by Shasak Lubsoy Sovach is there a din? Sorry, Shasak Nikil Vatsoy, is there a din of Vaidolas Baldin? By Machlaikis, is there a din of Vaidolas Baldin? Ken Zayn, it's Mushush in the first part of the first Machlaikis. Ken Zayn, the Ritzel Shitasa, you held that there's a natural instinct that a person reacts to the moment that's being taken away from him. So the Ritzel Shitasa is able to say, this, that's Vaidolas Baldin. Like Gabi, that moment, not like I'm saying before, it's klar or not. New mahalach. The Ritva is saying, new heads burn the machlokes. The Ritva held that there's a natural instinct. Avada, we see he's being maskim. He's being maskim to the gufa moment. But the Rashba held what spurred the machal was never the etzim moment. The fact that he's pulling the moment doesn't mean anything to me. It was what's going on in Bezdin. So Kenza Lafi the Rashba, the shtika is never to the moment, the shtika is to Bezdin. The shtika is to what the moment means in Bezdin. The shtika is never on the gufa moment. The shtika, there is no haidah baldin in the Rashba. The Rashba shitasa holds there's no haidah baldin on the gufa moment. The Rashba shitasa holds the shtika always talks to what's going on in Bezdin. It's only that's never going to ever create a full haidah baldin. Doesn't have any sad. No, the father of the halakha only works with chazok here. Because that's his own sad.